Time to talk high school football. We got Coach Tony Morgan in from the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man team. Morning, Coach.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Well, you were down a key player on Friday night. You knew Flambeau was going to be tough even with Dalton. They were going to be a tough go down there. And they were just offensively, it sounded like I was here listening to the game and board hopping and just couldn't quite get that run game going enough. We had a little success through the air, but it sounded like Flambeau just had some real nice athletes on that defensive side, didn't they?
Yeah, hats off to Flambeau. They have a really good program. You know, obviously sitting on the sideline, on the opposite sideline, it wasn't fun to watch. But no, they run a program, I think, how I want to run. They kind of have their core values. They have some good athletes that have really core values. They have some good athletes that have really kind of are still younger. They only have one senior on that team. Mm-hmm. They have a young group that are now juniors that have been playing together. You can tell they spend their time in the weight room. They do what they do very well, and they kind of, like I said, my philosophy is you want to kind of methodically beat down a team, and then big plays start to rip off, and that's exactly what they did to us. You know, they it was hard to stop them, but you know, early on we were making them really work it down the field, and they just never made a mistake, and then suddenly you get guys get a little bit tired, or you miss a tackle, and what was a 6-yard gain early in the game all of a sudden turns into 36 or some big long runs.
So. Other than his obvious athleticism, Dalton Schmidt, what are qualities does he bring to the field that you miss when he's not out there?
I think biggest thing is he's our middle linebacker, right? So he's kind of that quarterback on the defensive side, you know. So he's going to make plays there. He's going to, you know, he's yelling out coverages for what everyone has to do. He's probably our biggest body at the linebacker position as well. So not only his speed and athleticism, but he brings a physical size to our defense, and then just being really the quarterback on the field. So it's probably a learning process that we, you know, twice this year, and they were also against two teams that were, you know, higher up in our conference. But you know, guys have to mentally respond. You know, when somebody's out, it's next man up, and we made a little change. And hats off to Dylan Heath, who you know, has been playing corner for us and has been getting way more physical. And the stat sheet might not show it, because sometimes that middle linebacker, especially against a team like Flambeau, where they're attacking the edges, not a lot of tackles. But you know, he stepped up, really kind of filled in that role. But I think mostly, obviously missing Dalton's production on either side of the ball, but a lot of it was just mental. Guys just not really sure or unsure of themselves with, you know, Dalton, who's been a 3-year starter here for us. So,
yeah, running's your number one priority. There's no mystery to that. But after you kind of struggled and be able to do that against that good defensive team, you threw the ball a little bit, and Hudson and Corbin had some nice hookups. Corbin Phelps, 137 yards receiving on the night, had a couple of nice hookups in that game.
Yeah, we had seen on film, it looked like one of the things we thought we were going to be able to take advantage of was being able to throw the ball a little bit. And, you know, we had tried to, you know, against Prentice, we had some success throwing the ball as well, a little bit different route combination and concepts, but yeah, trying to get the ball into our playmakers' hands. Corbin had a couple of really nice catches that were longer. I mean, he had a 36-yard contested catch on a fourth down. That was a really big one. And then he had a 35-yard pass that went into the end zone that was in air the whole way, you know, and had another one that was shorter that he then was able to take that to the house for 42 yards. So, you know, getting the ball into playmakers' hands is definitely what we want to do. And I'm more of a, you know, I want to be a run first and then let the run open that up. This we were planning on throwing a little bit, but hats off to them that their D-line, you know, we thought if we spread them, we'd still be able to run the ball. And, you know, Flambeau just did a really good job of getting off some blocks. And even when we had it, what looked like should have been blocked up, so we could have had some success running the ball, they were just really able to fight and take that aspect away. And when an offense is one-dimensional, it doesn't usually go very well.
Yeah. I think you really got to take hats off to someone like Hudson Hilgart. Now, defensively, you had players like, you know, Dylan Heath and Mr. Beauregard out there who had a few tackles. But Hudson leading the team quarterback side and then leading you in tackles on the defensive side, that's a special talent to have somebody like that who can play really effectively both ways.
Yeah, you know, Hudson, there's probably not enough praise that I can give for Hudson. You know, we always kind of have our, you know, we call it the Alpha Eagle Player of the Week, and it's combination of the week leading up and stats, and Hudson could probably win that every week with his production and being our quarterback and having a lot of leadership thrown on him. You know, we discussed him, and I, it was probably his best defensive game of the year. You know, he gets in there, he's not afraid to bang at all, especially for someone, you know, his size. So you know he dealing with an injury, I think he's back now 100%, and I think he's feeling comfortable and confident that he's back. Mm-hmm. and so that was good timing. And you know, we have a couple players coming back this week that for various reasons we have not seen on the field. You know, one was kind of off school type thing, and then another was a personal thing, so they were not on our football team as early as in the year as we expected. So getting some reinforcements this week, and we're very excited to be back at home. We love playing in Park Falls. You know, that's been kind of like the last four games here at Park Falls we've won. So
nice 2-2 on the season, and you got Athens coming in here. I mean, if you just scathe it and look at Athens' record, they're 0-4. You're like, oh, this is a team that you should beat. But then you take a look at who they played and how competitive they were in some of these games, especially against Hurley last week. This is probably the best 0-4 eight-man team in the state, I would guess.
Yeah. When we saw the score late Friday and the Athens, you know, as you know, coaches exchange film through an online portal. Athens was at home, and so they had already got their film over to me before we even got off the bus back here in Park Falls. And I saw that score, and I was like, well, I have to watch this game. Like, how did a team that, you know, was 0-3 on paper, and, you know, Hurley coming from a, you know, big, outstanding D7 program coming into 8-man, like, you know, how did that go? And watching that game, boy, they're a feisty team. Friday night, they played very, very feisty. They worked really, really hard. I don't know if it was their homecoming, but they played with a lot of juice, and, you know, that's a team that you have to be ready for, because 0-4 does not match how they played on Friday night. So we're talking there were a lot of turnovers, you know, kind of a little bit sloppy, which probably kind of kept it that way. But boy, a lot of energy on the sideline. They played with a lot of passion, and you know, they're a team that you can't overlook.
Well, it was a 6-point loss to a good Hurley team, and the Athens quarterback threw 4 picks in that game, and it was still a 6-point game. So yes, that tells you that they like to throw the ball, but might be a little susceptible to the pick a little bit.
Possibly, but then again, as you said, 4 turnovers and only losing by, you know, 6 points. And, you know, their touchdown was late in the game, but, you know, to hold a team like Hurley to, you know, only 12 points with 4 turnovers up to that point,
yeah.
You know, their defense, like I said, was flying around playing with a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and really on film, they are no one that you should never overlook anybody, but like you said, they might be the best 0-4 eight-man team in the state.
Yep. Oh, the Northwoods East standings. You come in with that one win, of course, at 1-2. Athens right now is at 0-3 in the conference play, and I'm sure that's probably one of your goals, is to get in that upper echelon, right, by the end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with a new conference and you know, some programs that are trying to figure out their way, this is a good kind of measuring stick year for us on where we are and where we need to get to. So, you know, it's our goal every week is to go 1-0. So I don't really worry about kind of the week to week, but you know, having a conference and getting to start a lot of conference play against some of these teams that we, you know, haven't really played in the past other than Phillips, it's you know, kind of starting out, okay, you know, how do they play? And, you know, 2-3 years down the road, it will be more rivalries. You know, we're going to know how they like to play, and they're going to know how we like to play, and then it's going to be line up and play that rivalry football. So
yeah,
you know, first year, I think everyone's just trying to feel everyone out, but it's been nice to have a conference and to kind of carry over the rivalries from other sports.
Yeah. Health-wise, are we going to get Dalton back this week, or what's it looking like?
So, you know, we got to make sure that any athlete is ready to get back on the field. So, mm-hmm. You know, we haven't had on-field practice yet. Today will be the first day. You know, Sunday's just film and lift when we have a JV game Monday. So yesterday was a JV game, so seniors didn't do anything. So we'll have to see how he's feeling today and progress as we go along.
How'd the JV game go last night? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was actually kind of last minute. We thought we were having Northwood Solon Springs coming into town, and about 11 o'clock I got a call, and ended up playing Phillips last night on short notice. So it was a good competitive game. I know we were up 8-6 at one point. I can't remember if it was late in the third or early fourth, and then Phillips scored, and then their vaunted onside kick. Our JV, you know, didn't practice for that because we thought we were playing a different opponent when they went out on field on Sunday, and that ended up kind of biting us in the butt, and they scored again. So score looked kind of a little bit more lopsided, but I thought it was a really good even game. You know, first quarter was 0-0. They scored in the second. It was 6-0 at halftime. We came back in the third to make it 8-6. So it was a good battle. You can definitely see some of the kids developing, and that's the beauty of JV. You start saying, okay, who's going to be filling roles for next year, and getting those kids reps and full games. It was, I know Steve and I, that's probably one of our bigger priorities on building a program, is making sure you have JV and you get JV reps.
Right. So home game Friday night, 7 o'clock.
It's actually going to be 7:30. We've got a reffing crew that's going to be in Mellon beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Those guys must be in really good shape and to do back-to-back
games. We also had back-to-back last week. The reffing crew was in winter before. So hats off to our officials, especially the officials in the area. You know, we are shorthanded on officials. I encourage anyone, hey, that's listening, if you used to play football, if you love football, and you know, you want to help our local community, look into becoming a referee. Because we are in dire need of refs. I know it's you get a great view of good high school football, and they pay you to be there. So everyone, please consider being a ref.
So do I have this right? Three of the last four at home. Did I get that right?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
All right, Athens, and then in a couple of weeks, South Shore, and then Phillips on a Saturday night game. All right, we'll be there Friday night, Coach. Good luck to you. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thanks for having me,
Coach Tony Morgan, head coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man football squad. We'll